Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and we're having a great visit with Pam Harper. She's our great guest and Brain Trust member. Business Advancement Inc. is her company. Growth Igniters Radio is her radio program, which is outstanding. Preventing Strategic Gridlock is her book. Pam, tell us how we can find you online and remind us what you do for your customers.
My websites are businessadvance.com. You can find a blog, a series of blog posts that can help you with growth. We also have Growth Igniters Radio, which is every other Wednesday, and there's a directory you can also find. But Growth Igniters Radio is available wherever you pick up your podcasts, and Preventing Strategic Gridlock is still selling after all these years.
I'm not surprised.
That book came out in 2002.
I know. I'm not surprised. So Pam, we've been talking about how to identify and take advantage of game-changing growth, which is what you help your customers with. But another thing you talk about is resilience, how to be resilient. And I want you to talk to us a little bit about that, because we have to remember that small businesses it's a lot harder being a CEO of a small business than it is to be the CEO of the big companies. Because we're out here on Main Street, where there's so many disadvantages that we have competing with the big guys. And so you have to be resilient and you have to persevere. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. And we're talking about, of course, innovation and doing things that are a little more risky than business as usual. And so you need to expect that there are going to be times when things don't always work out, no matter how well you're doing. And the question, and this is something that I used for myself because I myself am a small business, is the question of why do I care? Why do I care? You know, it's one of the questions I used to ask people when I would hire for corporations. Mm-hmm. And I say, you know, people say, well, I'm good at this. And I'd say, well, why do you care about doing this? And people had to dig deep down and say, it goes back to the purpose, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, if people really are living into their true purpose, it can help you feel like you're on a mission, which it should. And that's what it takes to be relentless. Now, on a more practical basis, I would say that once you actually tune into why you care, you need to say what went well before you say how can I improve. Because it's a tendency to say, well, if that didn't work, well, let's just throw everything out. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't work. We're not going to do anything.
Well, see, this comes from making what I call making little decisions, making lots of little decisions. Because if you wait too long to make big decisions and it fails, then all you got is one big failure from one big step. But if you make little bitty decisions along the way and you fail small on the way to building something big, you can measure that, can't you? You can incrementally decide what doesn't work and do what you just said.
You can do that, yes. And I think also that when you look at what pieces of what you're doing went well, at the same time as you say, okay, fine, you know, if I'm on purpose, if what should be happening isn't happening, what can I do to improve? What can I do? That goes back to some of your little steps. So, yeah, we're really on the same wavelength here.
Well, another thing that I think that you touched on with your purpose is believing in yourself. This is something that I just think you can't minimize. Is if you're going to be able to, if you're going to accomplish resilience, if you're going to persevere as an entrepreneur, you have to believe in yourself. What do you think, Pam? And I'm not talking about being egomaniacal. I'm not talking about being, shooting from the hip. I'm just mean that you've got to say, okay, when everything else turns to mush, I have to believe in myself. I have to count on myself.
That's right. That's the only way. Everybody that I've spoken with who has that growth igniter mentality, the game-changing growth mentality, believes in themselves. They are optimistic, but they're practically, you know, they're pragmatically
optimistic.
They're
not foolhardy. You know? Believing in yourself is not
That's right. Believing in yourself and always knowing that there's more to the growth journey and you're going to make it happen.
Yeah. Hey, Pam, I got to wrap it up there. Well said. What a great job you did today helping us understand about how to find game-changing growth and maintain it. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you here. Give us that website again, please.
BusinessAdvance.com and GrowthIgnitersRadio.com.
There you go. Check both of those out, folks. Pam Harper, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.